From Genetic Engineering News, stable producer cell line generation platform adds to VIV Ebiotech's lentiviral vector manufacturing capabilities. VIV Ebiotech, a Spanish lentiviral vector LVV CDMO, has added EvoLV cell to its catalog of LVV manufacturing products. The fully integrated platform requires only the addition of a developer's transgenic element to the fully characterized monoclonal PCL, avoiding transfection, explained a VIV Ebiotech spokesperson, who added that this simplifies the manufacturing workflow, improving long-term predictability and reducing reliance on plasmid and transfection reagent supply chains. EvoLV cell is a stable producer cell line SCL generation platform designed to reduce batch-to-batch variability, improve vector quality, and provide a more predictable long-term production strategy for LVVs. The characterized, inducible monoclonal lentiviral packaging cell line PCL de-risks SCL generation by incorporating the therapeutic transgene that typically would be transfected together with the helper plasmids, noted Andres Lamsfiscal, PhD, product development manager at VIV Ebiotech. This SCL platform generation enables VIV Ebiotech to get a prototype cell line in 3 months, pointed out Lamsfiscal. EvoLV cell reduces variability and produces fewer impurities, of particular importance to gene therapeutics, according to a company statement. At the same time, the platform's extensive characterization enables rapid yield assessment through a rapid proof of concept, allowing developers to reach a clear go/no-go inflection point in just 3 months, continued the statement. Achieving cost efficiency and high reproducibility is essential for the scalable production of lentiviral vectors and for expanding patient access. Stable producer cell lines provide a reliable and scalable manufacturing platform to support this goal, said Lamsfiscal. The post-stable producer cell line generation platform adds to VIV Ebiotech's lentiviral vector manufacturing capabilities appeared first on GEN Genetic Engineering and Biotechnology News.